Nearly 200 nations agreed to transition from planet-warming fossil fuels, the first time they've made that crucial pledge in decades of UN climate talks. COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber, who's also head of Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, gaveled approval of the 21-page document without asking for comments and within minutes of opening the session.
Our country has shown that we can deliver on the global stage for the benefit of the planet and its people.
The agreement calls for transitioning away from fossil fuels and energy systems in a just, orderly, and equitable manner, accelerating action in this critical decade so as to achieve net zero by 2050, in keeping with the science. Some say the deal is rife with loopholes and vague language. The Alliance of Small Island States slammed the process, saying its members weren't even in the room to provide input when the COP president closed out the session. Yet, those nations are among the front-line countries grappling with climate-induced sea level rise. Brianna Fruin is a climate activist from Samoa.
I think the UNFCCC process is broken. I think we saw so many lobbyists here. And obviously, while we are upset at the results, there's people here who are celebrating. Somebody here has had a successful COP, and that's the 2,000 lobbyists. And, you know, we're giving crumbs to celebrate, but it's like asking us to celebrate flowers that will lie on our graves. You know, how do we celebrate that?
COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber's oil company plans to boost its production up to 5 million barrels of crude a day, meaning more emissions, driving climate change, the cause of more intense and more frequent extreme events like storms, droughts, floods, and wildfires. The agreement does not call for the phase out of fossil fuels that more than 130 nations and climate justice advocates were pushing for. It also no longer includes a call to phase down fossil fuels that was previously blasted as a half measure. It doesn't even mention oil or natural gas, but takes aim at coal. Here's U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry.
The first and easiest thing that countries need to do to make this commitment real is to stop building new unabated coal. And we will continue to fight for that.
It also calls for beefing up nuclear power and carbon capture, which have both been criticized by environmental groups like 350.org, whose members point to the 2011 Fukushima disaster as evidence of nuclear power's dangers. Yet the U.S., Canada, France, and others promoted a declaration to triple nuclear energy at COP28. Indigenous groups have long opposed carbon capture. The environmental group Food and Water Watch calls it a scam that allows polluters to pollute more. Alden Meyer, senior associate at E3G, a climate change think tank, says while the agreements reached at COP28 doesn't go far enough, progress was made this year.
It's not adequate. Much more should have been done and could have been done. Hopefully this will translate into real action in the real world. This is clearly saying the end of fossil fuels is coming to an end. It's not coming as quickly as many of us would like, but clearly the writing is on the wall.
The deal also includes a call for tripling the use of renewable energy and doubling energy efficiency. Earlier in the talks, the conference adopted a special fund for poor nations hurt by climate change, and nations invested $800 million in it, though that's far short of the estimated $212 billion needed per year by 2030 for developing countries to weather climate change, according to the Climate Policy Initiative. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.